Welcome to the Henter Joyce installation tape for JAWS version 2.3. Side 1, table of contents follows. This tape is tone indexed. Section 1, running install. Quitting install anytime. Selecting the keyboard type. Selecting the disk drive and subdirectory. Selecting the synthesizer type. Selecting configuration files and manual. Different versions of the word perfect. Introducing the registration program. Side 1, section 2. The registration program. Creating the JAWS name file. Demo versions, real versions, and updates. The registration disk. Be sure to send it back. Side 1, section 3. Updating the autoexec.bat file. Copying the files to the main disk drive. Inserting the distribution disks in the correct order. Running JAWS. Installation tape number 1, side 2, section 1. More about running JAWS. Be sure the synthesizer is installed first. What if the registration program did not run? Side 2, section 2. Running the registration program again. Side 2, section 3. Copying the JAWS name file after running register again. Side 2, section 4. Installing an update of JAWS. Backing up your earlier versions of JAWS and its related files. Converting earlier versions of the voice and environment. Configuration files. Side 2, section 5. Selecting a serial port. The path command and autoexec.bat config.sys. Running JAWS automatically. Removing JAWS from memory. Installing utility files specific to each synthesizer. What to do if JAWS does not work? Henter Joyce, address and phone numbers.
Welcome to a Henter Joyce training session. Today we're installing JAWS version 2.3. And I'm using a Dectalk PC synthesizer to illustrate this. Now I realize when you're installing JAWS, you're not going to have it talking, your computer talking already.
Enter C colon backslash greater.
But I've got mine talking so we can follow it along on tape and see what's going on. Also so that I can follow along and see what's going on. So you should have the JAWS installation diskettes available. And you should have your computer booted up and be at the DOS prompt. I'm going to install first to the C drive, which is the hard drive, not to one of the floppies. So you should have a C colon backslash greater than prompt or something like that on your screen. Don't be in the menus or anything like that. And then find disk number 1 of the JAWS 2.3 diskettes. If you have 3.5-inch diskettes, there's 2 diskettes, 1 and 2. If you have 5 1/4, there'll be 4 of them, numbered 1, 2, 3, and 4. So we want disk number 1 in either case. And put it in disk A, disk drive A, or disk drive B, whichever one it fits in. If you have it in A, you're going to have to type in A colon install. Or if you have it in B, you type in B colon install. In my case, I've got it on A, so I'm going to type in A colon install.
I-N-S-T-A-L-L.
And hit enter.
Enter. Left bracket 5 semicolon 5F. Installation procedure for Henter-Joyce'S JAWS version 2.3. JAWS is copyright left paren C right paren 1989-1993 by Henter-Joyce, Inc. Period. The installation process is virtually automatic with the exception of a few simple selections. Period. To interrupt and quit the installation process at any time, press the escape key, followed by the enter key. Period. Otherwise, press any key to continue. Period.
So that's, if you follow that along, it's real simple. It's virtually automatic. There are a few choices we have to make, like which synthesizer you're using, which disk drive you want to put it on, and things like that. But you can go ahead and not wait for this tape if you know what you're doing and want to give it a try, because the installation procedure does walk you through. But if you like to wait for the tape, follow along. Now, the first thing I'm going to do is adjust my voice so we get it, not to say the periods, and let's make it sound a little more natural.
JAWS main menu, V, U, S, M, symbols, L, on, F, off, Z, exiting.
And I'll explain that later on in the basic training tape, what I just did. Basically, it turns symbols to most and line pauses off. The last thing it said to me on the screen was, hit enter to continue, or escape and enter to quit. At almost any time you can quit this installation process. You hit the escape key and then the enter key. And the escape key usually is on the top left corner of your keyboard. And the enter key is, well, that's the return key.
Enter.
So I'm going to hit enter.
JAWS needs to know the type of keyboard you are working with. If you are using a Toshiba laptop computer without a numeric pad, select the quote Toshiba quote option. If you are using a desktop keyboard with a numeric pad, or a Toshiba keyboard with a built-in or optional numeric keypad, select the quote desktop quote option. Press the enter key to select the quote desktop quote option, or use the down arrow key to move the bar to the quote Toshiba quote option and then press the enter key.
Okay.
Smart screen off.
You can ignore that. I just turned smart screen off on my computer. Now this question is asking us what kind of keyboard we want to use. JAWS attaches its keys to the keys on your keyboard. And most keyboards on desktop computers are the full-size 101 key keyboard. But on the laptops, like the Toshiba laptop, they're smaller, scrunched-in size. They don't have a numeric pad, most of them. And the keys are in different positions, so we've had to rearrange the JAWS keys to make it more usable and more easy to use. So the choices are desktop, which really means if you have a numeric pad on your keyboard, so you want to select desktop, or laptop. And if you don't have a numeric pad on your keyboard, you want to select laptop. So in this case, I'm going to use desktop. But if you want to use the laptop or Toshiba laptop, you can hit the down arrow.
Toshiba.
It says Toshiba, or up arrow.
Desktop.
Back to desktop. So I'm, as a default, it was on desktop, so all you had to do was hit enter. But I just wanted to show you what it's like here. So I'm going to hit enter on desktop.
Enter. On which disk drive do you wish to install JAWS? Press the enter key to install to drive C. Otherwise, use the up arrow and down arrow keys to move the bar to the disk drive you wish to install to and then press the enter key.
So now we got to tell the installation program which disk drive we want to install JAWS on. The default is the C drive, so all I have to do is hit enter. If you have other disk drives and you might want to put it on A or B or D or E or F, you can use your up arrow or down arrow keys to get to move the highlight to the right selection and then press enter. I'm going to go with C. And I'll hit enter.
Enter. Now you need to specify the destination subdirectory where the JAWS system will be installed. We highly recommend you install JAWS to a subdirectory named /JAWS. This is what the installation program will default to. This will make things easier for all involved in the event you ever need technical support for JAWS from EnterChoice. Press the enter key to name the subdirectory /JAWS, or edit the subdirectory below using the arrow, delete, letter and number keys.
Okay, now we have to tell it what subdirectory we're in. A subdirectory is like a portion or a partition of the disk, a section of the disk. And it helps to organize the hard disk. Now the default is JAWS, and that's what we recommend you put your JAWS in, is the JAWS subdirectory. That way if you have to call us on the phone and need some assistance, we will assume that it's in the JAWS subdirectory. And of course we'll ask, but many times you don't know. Or you don't remember, so it's nice to just go with the default. So we recommend JAWS, but you can put it in any subdirectory you want. So I'm just going to hit enter, which will accept the default, which is JAWS. And if you want to edit it, you can use the backspace, the arrow keys, the delete key to edit it.
Enter. Which synthesizer are you using? Use the up arrow and down arrow keys to move the bar to the synthesizer you wish to install and then press the enter key. The list will scroll to reveal more synthesizers when you reach the bottom.
Now we have a list of synthesizers up here on the screen. And as the instructions said, we just have to pick the one we want to install and hit enter. And the list will scroll. Now JAWS is designed specifically for each synthesizer, because the synthesizers are all different. They attach to the computer differently. They have different sounds, different volumes, rates, pitches and tone choices, different features like fast processing and punctuation and intonation, all different things that you can adjust. So we've designed a copy of JAWS specifically for each of the synthesizers that we support, and those are the synthesizers that are on this list. And that list is expanding all the time. So I'm at the top of the list now, and we'll read through this list and so you can see what's here. And then it's up to you to select the one that you need.
Accent Mini or Toshiba.
First is Accent Mini or Toshiba. The Mini is a type of desktop synthesizer, and Toshiba are all the models that go into the Toshiba laptops. And now as I think about it, this would also include the IBM L40 laptop. If I hit the down arrow,
Accent PC.
I get to the Accent PC. This is also another internal card, like the Mini, that fits inside of a desktop. It's important if you have an Accent Sport to know which one that you have.
Accent SA.
Another down arrow gives us the Accent SA. SA stands for Stand Alone. And that's a separate synthesizer, a separate little box that connects via a serial cable to your computer, to the serial port on your computer. Another down arrow.
Adapter.
Adapter. This is an external synthesizer, also connects to the serial port on your computer. Very nice synthesizer, can be plugged into the wall or can be battery powered.
Braille apostrophe and speak.
The Braille and speak. If you have a Braille and speak, you'll know it. And you'll want to select this version of JAWS for the Braille and speak. This would also be the one you want for the Braille Blazer, the Braille printer with a voice built into it. Braille and speak and Braille Blazer also connect to the computer via the serial port.
DeckTalk ampersand multivoice ampersand Kurzweil personal reader.
DeckTalk ampersand multivoice ampersand Kurzweil personal reader. These are three different synthesizers, but they all use the DeckTalk voice built into them. There's the DeckTalk from Digital Equipment Corporation, the multivoice, which has the DeckTalk voice built into it, and multivoice is also an external synthesizer like the DeckTalk, and the Kurzweil personal reader, or the KPR. That's the Kurzweil reading machine that has the DeckTalk synthesizer built into it. Now this would be the KPR, the Kurzweil personal reader, or the PC KPR, either one. And they both have DeckTalks, and JAWS will write data to them the same way. So if you have any of those synthesizers, this is the selection you want to make.
DeckTalk PC.
There's a DeckTalk PC. This is a different type of DeckTalk. This is an internal card that plugs into the computer, but it's not like the one that the PC KPR uses. The DeckTalk PC has some software with it that are drivers for it. The DeckTalk that comes with the PC KPR, you actually connect a serial cable to it. So if you have a DeckTalk PC, make this selection.
Double Talk ampersand Light Talk.
Double Talk and Light Talk. This would be the Double Talk internal card and the Double Talk external. Either one, you make this selection, and the Light Talk.
Echo PC Plus left parent, internal card right parent.
Echo PC Plus. Now, there's a couple of different models of this, but if you have the Echo PC Plus, this is the selection you want. If you have an internal Echo, one that plugs into the PC, you want this selection.
Echo PC left parent, external right parent.
The external Echo PC. There's a couple, at least two different models of this. And if it's an external Echo, you would make this selection here.
Pros 4000.
The Pros 4000, a very nice internal card. This is the same synthesizer used in the Vert Plus. So if you have a Vert Plus and you want to try JAWS, you would select the Pros 4000 synthesizer.
Sounding board.
Sounding board. For the desktops and for the Toshibas, you would make this selection here.
Symphonix left parent, all models right parent, ampersand Votalker.
Symphonix and Votalker. Symphonix, there's several different models of them, from the 200, 215, 225, etc. And the Votalker, which is very much like the Symphonix 200. You would make this selection.
BrailleMate.
And the BrailleMate. We do have a JAWS for that. That's actually the same JAWS that the sounding board uses. But with the BrailleMate, we just redirect the output a little bit.
BrailleMate.
And then we're at the bottom of the list. As I hit the down arrow, I hear a beep, and it repeats BrailleMate. So now I'm just going to go up.
Left parent, up, sound, pros, echo, double talk, ampersand, light talk, DeckTalk PC.
Let's try the DeckTalk PC. Let's install that. So I'm on that right now, and I'll hit Enter.
Enter. Do you wish to install the JAWS manual and any of the following companion files for JAWS to work in conjunction with WordPerfect, Lotus 1-2-3, Professional Ride, and other application programs? If you wish to install all the selections, simply press the Enter key. If not, use the up arrow and down arrow keys to move the bar to the groups you do not wish to install, and then press the space bar to toggle the option from quote yes quote to quote no quote period. The bar will advance to the next line automatically. Press the Enter key when you have finished selecting the options you want to install.
So now we have a list of programs that JAWS supports, not to mention the manual. The first choice is the JAWS manual.
The JAWS manual, yes.
And there's a yes. If I want to turn it off, I hit the space bar.
Space. The JAWS manual, no.
JAWS manual, no. So if there's a yes to the right of it, it's going to copy it over. If there's a no, it won't. By the way, when I hit that space bar, it toggles from yes to no and or no to yes, and then it moves the highlight bar down one. So I'm going to go down.
JAWS files for use with WordPerfect, yes.
There's WordPerfect.
JAWS files for use with Lotus 1-2-3, yes.
Lotus 1-2-3.
JAWS files for use with Professional Write, yes.
Professional Write or ProWrite.
JAWS files for use with Procom Plus, yes.
Procom Plus.
JAWS files for use with First Choice, yes.
First Choice.
JAWS files for use with Formate, yes.
And Formate.
JAWS files for use with Formate, yes.
I hit the down arrow and the computer beeped, but you may not have heard it on the tape. Whenever you hit a down arrow, an up arrow, left arrow, right arrow, things that move the cursor and it doesn't move, JAWS will beep at you. So, I've turned off the manual, and I've left all the others on. So I'm just going to hit Enter and continue on. If you're installing JAWS for the first time, I do suggest that you leave manual set to yes. That way, it will copy the manual files over to your subdirectory. And once you get JAWS installed and running, you can read the manual with JAWS. So it makes it a nice way, since you don't have to read the print.
Enter. Which version of WordPerfect are you using? Colon. If you are using WordPerfect 5.1, comma, simply press the Enter key. Otherwise, use the up arrow and down arrow keys to move the bar to the WordPerfect version you use, and then press the Enter key.
Now, because we told that we want WordPerfect files, configuration files for WordPerfect, it decided to ask us if we want WordPerfect 5.1, 5.0, or 4.2. Up and down arrow will show you those choices. Let me explain a little more about these files we're loading in there. These are configuration files. In the case of JAWS, that would be macro files and or frame files or environment files, dictionary files, and voice files. These are files which tell JAWS how to act. And it may sound kind of strange, but in WordPerfect, which is a word processor, we want JAWS to act differently than we do in Lotus 1-2-3, which is a spreadsheet. And one word processor, like Professional Write, will act differently, or we need JAWS to act differently, than it does in First Choice, which is also word processor, spreadsheet, etc., etc., you know, combination. So because things appear differently on the screen visually and they use different colors and just the programs operate differently, we need to be able to tell JAWS to anticipate that operation. We need to tell JAWS to operate differently also. And that's what these configuration files are that we're talking about here. So now we're faced with a choice of WordPerfect 5.1, 5.0 or 4.2. Now it's on 5.1, so I'm just going to hit Enter because that's what I want. But if you want 5.0, you hit down arrow. If you want 4.2, you hit down arrow twice.
Enter. You have chosen the following installation selections for JAWS: colon, keyboard type, colon, desktop, disk, colon, C, colon, directory, colon, / JAWS, synthesizer, colon, DeckTalk PC, JAWS manual, colon, no. If all this is correct, please press any key to continue. Otherwise, press the Escape key followed by the Enter key to exit the installation and rerun the program to correct your selections.
So it kind of gives us an overview of what we already selected and allows us to continue if we want by hitting Enter. But if we want to stop, we hit Escape and then Enter. And we can stop almost any time. So for right now, I want to continue, so I'm going to hit Enter. If you want to stop, if you decide you made the wrong selection, you hit Escape and Enter, and then you just rerun the install program by typing in A:install or B:install, wherever you have it, in your whichever floppy drive you have it in. I'll hit Enter and continue on.
Enter. This program will convert your demo copy of JAWS into a fully functional version. It will also be used to register you as an official JAWS user. Registration entitles you to technical support, information about program updates, and many other benefits not available to unregistered users. On the next screen, you will be asked a series of questions. Please answer these as completely as possible so that we can provide you with timely and accurate technical support. Once you verify that all of the information is correct, you will not be able to change it again later. Make sure that you have the JAWS registration diskette available so that the program can use it to record your registration information. Please mail this disk back to Enter Joyce as soon as possible using the pre-addressed mailer provided. You can cancel the registration process at any time by pressing the left bracket escape key right bracket key. Doing this will not prevent you from being able to run the program again later. Press left bracket escape key right bracket to return to the install program or any other key to continue.
Now I'm going to put a index tone on the tape here. Stand by. What we've got here is the registration program. We're installing JAWS for the first time. And this is a real version of JAWS, so it has a registration program on the diskette. If you've already installed JAWS and already run register, you will not get to this particular screen. Or if you have a JAWS demo or a JAWS update, you will not get this particular screen. In that case, you'll want to just skip ahead on the tape to the next beep, which we'll pick up after the registration program. But for those of you that have a real copy of JAWS and you're installing it for the first time and you want to register it, we'll go through this registration procedure. As the intro screen said, this program is going to convert a demo copy of JAWS to a real version of JAWS. What it really does is it creates a JAWS name file. It's a file called JAWS.jnf, JAWS name file. When JAWS loads up, it looks on the disk for the JAWS name file. If it finds it, it displays that individual's name and the serial number, and it becomes a real version. If it doesn't find it, it just assumes that it's a demo, and it says that it's a demo, and acts accordingly. A demo copy of JAWS, you're limited to 2,000 keystrokes, and then it will lock up, in effect, for 5 minutes. And then you'll get another 1,000 keystrokes. Gives you time to save your work, or whatever it is you're doing. And then when you reboot, or reload JAWS, you'll be back to 2,000 keystrokes again. Of course, the real version is not limited that way. And remember, this JAWS name file converts the demo version to a real version. If you're updating JAWS, you already have a registered copy, and that means you already have the JAWS name file, but you've installed this new version, you will have to find your JAWS name file and copy it over to the subdirectory where you're installing the new version of JAWS. The JAWS name file is most likely with your older version of JAWS and wherever you installed it. It's also on the disk number 1 of the distribution diskettes. Probably. I always hate to say it's here or there. That's where it should be. So you have to, after you're through with this installation, find that JAWS name file and copy it into this subdirectory, the JAWS subdirectory, and your demo version will be converted to a real version. But for now, we're going to go through this registration procedure. Here we're registering you as a JAWS user. So in order to create the name file, we have to get your name, address, zip code, all that stuff. In order to register you, well, that's really all we need to register you. What we'd like to get is other information, too. What kind of computer you're using, what kind of software, what kind of synthesizer, your JAWS distributor, things like that. And this is going to create a registration file and put it on a registration disk. If you'll look in your JAWS package, you'll find a registration diskette. That's the one with the Braille label that says registration. And it also is in a mailer, which has a self-addressed envelope back to Henter Joyce. The envelope in Braille, I think, is labeled Henter Joyce address or something like that, just to give you a clue as to what it is. The print label on there is the complete address. The concept being, when we create this registration file, you'll be prompted to put it in the machine, and it'll copy the file on there, and then you mail that diskette back to us. Now we can put your information in our database. When you call it for tech support, we've got a bit of information about you. Okay, I'm going to hit enter to continue on with the registration program.
Enter. Press left bracket, escape key, right bracket to cancel the registration process. Last name.
So at any time we can hit the escape key to cancel the registration process. The only reason we want to do that is, if we made a mistake, or we don't know our zip code, or, you know, we don't know our phone number, we're moving in a week and we want the new address on there. Whatever. Because this program will only run one time. So we want to do it right the first time. And if you're not doing it right, then you will get a chance to redo it, but you might just want to stop by hitting the escape key. If you go all the way through and you find out that you've made a mistake and you can't rerun register, well, give us a call. There is a way that we can unlock it for you. So it's asking for last name.
H-E-F-T-E-R. Enter. First name.
And when you enter your name and address, etc., be sure to capitalize it correctly, because this program will record it just the way you type it in, so we want it to look good when it comes up on the screen.
T-E-D.
When JAWS boots up and finds the name file, it'll put your name and your city, state, and zip code up on the screen, so we want it to look right.
Enter. Company. H-E-F-T-E-R-J-O-Y-C-E, comma. Space. I-N-C, period.
Company name is optional, of course.
Enter. Title. P-R-E-S-I-E-N-T. Enter. Address 1, period.
Address 1.
1-0-0-1, space, R-O-O-S-E-V, V.
Backspace there.
E-E-L-L. E-L-T.
Forgot how to spell Roosevelt.
Enter. Address 2, period. S-U-I-E, space, 200.
Now you notice you may not be hearing every letter that I type. That's because JAWS is interrupting itself so they don't have to wait for it.
Enter. City. S-T, period. Space. P-E-T-E-R-S-B-U-R-G. Enter. State or province. F-L. Enter. Country if not U.S.
Okay, if you're not in the U.S., type in the country here. I'm just going to skip it.
Enter. Zip or postal code.
Zip or postal code.
33716. Enter. Area or country code.
Area code. This is the phone number's area code.
813. Enter. Phone number. 576-5658. Enter. Types of computers.
Types of computers.
NEC space POWERMATE space POREALE.
Power Mate Portable.
Space. AST.
AST.
Comma. Space. TOLAIBA.
Just put down whatever types of computers you have here.
Enter. Additional computers.
Type in additional computers. I'll skip this.
Enter. Software used.
Software used. This is valuable so we can kind of get a feel for what software you are going to be using or what you are using when you call up for some tech support.
W.
Backspace there.
W. P. Com. Space.
Word perfect.
1-2-3. Comma. Space.
Sales Ally.
S-A-L-E-S space A-L-Y comp space F-O-V-E-L.
Novell Network.
Enter. Additional software.
Additional software. I'll just skip that.
Enter. types of synthesizers.
Types of synthesizers. This is very helpful for us. We get an idea of what it is you're using when you call up. We, you know, certain synthesizers, we may recognize a certain behavior with a certain type of synthesizer and be able to clue in on the solution real quick.
D-E-C-D-A-F-K space P-C
Tectar PC
com space A-C-F-T
X and S-A
com space
adapter
A-U-D-A-P-T-E-R enter JAWS distributor.
JAWS distributor, this would be the individual that you purchased JAWS from.
A-E-F-T-E-R dash J-O-W-A-C-E com space O-N-C period. Enter. Is all information correct? Left paren yes slash no right paren question mark no.
Is all the information correct? You can go back and look at it up there on the screen. If you're using a screen reader, you can use your JAWS cursor or review mode, whatever. Go back and look at it. If you don't think it's correct, just hit enter, which will be a no, and you go back through it again. But I'm going to type in yes.
Y-E-S. Enter. The registration file 00004232 period JRF needs to be copied to the registration disk and sent to Enter Joyce using the pre-addressed mailer that came with your JAWS package. Have you located the registration disk left paren y slash n right paren question mark y?
Okay. At this point, we have run the registration program, created the JAWS name file and the registration disk, and we can no longer run register. It's too late to escape out. So now you're just along for the ride. And it's asking if we found the registration disk, so I'm going to hit Y.
Y. Insert the JAWS registration disk in drive A. Press enter to continue. Escape key to cancel.
Insert the registration disk. Okay, I've inserted the registration disk and hit enter.
Enter. 00004232 period JRF successfully copied. Please send this disk to Enter Joyce as soon as possible. Reinsert the JAWS installation disk in drive A. Press enter to continue.
So copy the registration file over to that diskette, and it wants me to send that to Enter Joyce as soon as possible. So pull it out, put it in that mailer. Put some postage on it and send it to us, please. And that'll convey to us all the information that we just typed in. Okay, now it wants me to reinsert my installation diskette. That would be diskette number 1. Let me change that. Okay, I've got disk 1 in there. I'm going to hit enter to continue.
Enter. Press any key to return to the install program.
I'll press enter to continue.
Enter. We need to change the autoexec. Bat file. If you are installing JAWS for the first time, we recommend you let JAWS change this file for you. To do this, press the enter key now. If you already have JAWS running and you do not want to change this file, just skip this step by pressing the down arrow key, then pressing the enter key.
All right, let me put a beep on the tape here. For those that were skipping the registration program, now we're back to the installation program. And there's a screen up here in front of us that says it wants to update the autoexec.bat file. And if you're installing JAWS for the first time, this is what we recommend. The installation program will go ahead and add a couple of lines to your autoexec.bat file so that when you boot up your computer, it will automatically load up JAWS and you'll have a talking computer without having to touch the keyboard. Now, usually that works fine. Some people don't like other software messing around with their autoexec.bat file. If you know what's going on there and you know how to load up JAWS without it, fine, you don't have to do this. If you are installing JAWS for the first time and you want it to boot up talking, go ahead and just hit the Enter key, and the installation program will update your autoexec.bat file. Now, you can always get back to the original because it changes the name to autoexec.bak for backup. So if you make this selection and later on you decide you don't want the new version, you can just copy autoexec.bak to autoexec.bat, and it will in effect restore your current autoexec file. So I'm going to hit Enter and let it go ahead and update it, because that is the default and that's the easiest way to go.
Enter. The install program is now ready to begin copying files to your system. During this stage, the computer will beep when it is through with the disk. When this happens, remove your current disk from drive A, replace it with the next number disk, press the Enter key and let install continue. If the system beeps again, put the next disk in and repeat the procedure. Install will continue when it has the disk it needs. When you have gone through all the disks in the set, return to the first disk. Press any key now to begin copying the JAWS files.
So we're ready to do the real thing here. And like it says, disks are numbered, and in JAWS installation program expects them in order, 1, 2, 3, and 4, or just 1 and 2. And then back to 1. And if we have the wrong one in there, it'll beep and tell us, and that means just put another one in and hit enter. If it beeps, that means put the next one in and hit enter. And it'll continue on when it gets the one that it wants. So if you hit enter and you hear a beep right away, you know you got the wrong one in there, just put another one in. So I've got disk one in there now, we're ready to go, I'll hit enter.
Enter.
Now, if you're there by your computer, you can hear it grinding and grunting away, copying these files over. It's reading files off the floppy and onto the hard drive. And pretty soon it'll beep to let me know it's time to put in the next diskette. Also, a message appears visually on the screen to put in the next diskette. Okay, I heard the beep, I put in the next diskette, I'm going to hit Enter.
Enter.
Okay, I heard a beep again, and I put disk number one back in. I'm using 3.5-inch diskettes, so I've only got two. So when it beeped the second time, I go back to disk number one, because that's where it wants to be when, you know, to finish off.
Enter. The note quote C:\JAWS has been added to the existing path command. The entire line quote ram call the JAWS batch file to run JAWS quote has been added. The entire line quote call C:\JAWS bat quote has been added.
So now it's just telling us what it did to the autoexec.bat file. Earlier we told it to go ahead and do it, and now it's telling us what it did. So it added a node to the path. It added the subdirectory JAWS to the path command, which is in the autoexec.bat file. That just makes it easier for the operating system to find the JAWS files on your hard drive. Then it also added a rem, or a remark, which said, call the batch file to load up JAWS. That was one line. Then the next line below that, it added the actual command to call the batch file to load up JAWS, which is a call command, call C:\JAWS\JAWS.bat. So when you reboot your computer, the computer automatically looks for the autoexec.bat file, autoexec.bat. If it finds it, it starts executing the commands that are in there. So it'll execute the commands that were in there, and then at the bottom, it'll get to this one command, call command, which will call the JAWS bat file that we are installing in the JAWS subdirectory. That is the file that actually contains the commands to load up JAWS. So there's also a message up on the screen that says, if you have a problem rebooting when you reboot your computer, you should restore your previous autoexec.bat file, which is named autoexec.bak, which I mentioned earlier. So just type in copy space, well, go to the root directory with a cd / enter, and then copy space autoexec.bak / autoexec.bat, and hit enter. And that will restore the file the way it was, and you'll lose these changes that we've made, but that's okay. So I'm going to hit the enter key and continue on.
Enter. Creating JAWS batch file. Period, period. JAWS is now installed on your system. To run JAWS, remove all diskettes from the floppy drives and reboot your computer. If JAWS does not run automatically, you must run it manually. To do this, you need to change to your C:\JAWS subdirectory and type JAWS, then press the Enter key. If you have any questions about running JAWS, please consult your JAWS training tapes and JAWS manual left paren available in print, on disk, and in braille right paren, and your desktop PC manual. If it becomes necessary to call us for technical assistance, please be at your computer with it turned on and have a tape recorder handy to take notes. Press any key to continue, period, period, period.
Okay, the first message we got there was creating the JAWS bat file, which it did. And then it said JAWS is now installed on your computer, which it is. The manual is available in print, on diskette, or on disk, and in Braille. The manual files, if you chose them to be copied over, remember that one panel we had, you could select manual or no manual? Well, if you selected yes there, then it copied the manual files over into a subdirectory called manual, which is under or subordinate to the JAWS subdirectory. So to get to those files, you need to enter cd / JAWS / manual and hit enter. Then you'll see a lot of files in there. Most have the extension of man for manual. And the name of the file has something to do with the topic. For example, intro, menus, macros, frames, WP123, things like that. So as questions come up about JAWS, please refer to the manual. The disk manual you can read with JAWS, or the manual is available in Braille for an extra charge. And we have lots of training tapes. There'll be basic training tapes, macros training tapes, advanced training tapes, advanced macros training tapes, intermediate macros. We have WordPerfect training tapes. So we have a steadily increasing selection of training tapes for JAWS. So if you don't see something in the literature that you have, give us a call. We'll bring you up to date on the latest stuff. So to get through with the installation, I'm just going to hit Enter.
Enter, C:\ JAWS >
And we're back to the DOS prompt, and we're done. And this is the end of side one of the JAWS version 2.3 installation tape. You can flip the tape over at this time.